Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Don't forget, we are streaming on the Odyssey app if you ever miss anything from the show, including what happened earlier in the Confess or Ingest segment, which could be one of the most disgusting things we've ever done on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is up in the podcast. The video for that will be up a little bit later on this morning as well. We have Chef Jason Santos in for a couple of days.
Not just Chef, apparently.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I said not just Chef.
Oh, yeah. So Kennedy is off on vacation. And, you know Chef from his restaurants. Run down the restaurants real quick.
Two Buttermilk and Bourbons, Citrus and Salt, Butterbird, and opening soon, Ghost Light Tavern.
Citrus and Salt. In fact, if you've seen any of the new photos that Kennedy and I and Dan took maybe 6-8 weeks ago, we actually used that location.
Yeah.
And it's just, you walk in that place and it's just...
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. It's just a place where you want to sit and have some great food. And have some
cocktail. It's a very, very cool space.
Right. So we have learned a lot about you in your life and journey as a chef and being on Hell's Kitchen and being on Bar Rescue. But you also shared with us that you have 50,000 bees in your backyard.
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely an amateur, you know, at this point. I did buy the Beekeepers for Dummies book, you know, before I started, but I wanted to have...
That's flying off the shelves.
Yeah, you know, first copy. But I wanted to have bees. I wanted honey. So I put a hive in my back and... in the back of my yard. And you know, 50,000 bees sounds like a ton, but it's actually not that many. You know, it's a it's one hive, and each hive has five frames in it.
Right.
And then basically you have the bees, you know, you let them mate, do their thing, lay eggs, queen lays eggs, and then you put a second, basically an upstairs on it, and that's where they put all the honey. So that way they're not laying eggs in the honey.
How does one accrue 50,000 bees?
So you basically buy a box of bees, which generally is about 30,000 bees. That's a colony is between 20,000 and 60,000 bees.
So can you get that on Amazon?
Pretty close. I mean, you can definitely buy a lot of stuff, but I buy it local. I got my bees in Billerica, but basically they just reproduce so fast that within a few weeks you have about 50,000 bees, and you can control it to your hive. And in the fall, you take all the honey, and they get through the winter and they make a ton of honey. And last season, I got 20 pounds of honey, which is an insane amount of honey.
So you... I have a couple of logistical questions.
Yes.
So you live in a neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's not like you're on this farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people ask that. Like, you know, they're just bees swarming your kid in the backyard. I mean, they're super docile. They're honeybees. And they're in the back corner of my yard. And they kind of keep to themselves. And only the females sting. The males are basically just there to mate. And once they're done being romantic, they die. So they only have really one... reason they're there. But you know, I've never been stung in all the years I've done bees.
You have a three-year-old.
I
at
do
the house,
yeah. And we often will get close to the hive, sit down, and just watch the bees. But again, they're not aggressive. They're not coming after you. I mean, if you were to kick over the hive, probably, but it's just a non-issue. My dogs are out there. It's never been an issue.
Do you have one of those, like, the beekeep? Are you going out there with the smoke and
Yeah, I mean, originally I had the whole shebang, the veil, the full body suit, the gloves, the smoke, but kind of getting used to them, I realized that they're not really coming after me. So now I just wear the veil, and sometimes I smoke them. It just basically calms them down so you can get in the hive, but there's not a whole lot of reason to get in the hive. You know, you're supposed to do a hive check like once every few weeks, make sure the queen is still there, but if the queen's dead or they leave, then they just, that's it. I mean, it's not much you can control.
How do you know the queen? All bees look this. Is she wear a little crown?
Well, first of all, the queen is about twice the size. And when you buy it from a proper beekeeping house, they dot the queen with like a little piece of marker, you know, so there's like a little green dot in the back of the queen. So when you go in the hive, it's much easier to find. And all the other bees are around the queen, sort of protecting her. So it's pretty obvious right out of the gate.
What an interesting hobby.
Yeah.
You know, most guys reach middle age and they just get really into like World War II.
Yeah, fast cars.
They don't get 50,000 bees.
Yeah, I have bees. I mean, it's really interesting, and we eat a lot of honey, and it's fun to have, and it's just a cool little ecosystem.
Have you seen the Macaulay Culkin movie My Girl?
I have not.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
My 9-year-old wants to know if Chef has kids, and if yes, they can play in the backyard with all the bees.
Yes, I have a 3-year-old Tegan, and we don't play with the bees per se. We certainly sit around the hive and watch them go in and out.
From the 617, Brick of Bees. Jason has blue collar bees to match his hair. I love it.
Great.
Right. Those bees punch a clock. Yep. And go to the tavern. Play Keno.
How do you know you have 50,000 bees? Are you counting them all?
Yeah, I have an abacus, a pair of tweezers, and a lot of patience. No, but basically, you know, per frame, there's X amount. It's obviously estimated. I've never counted them, and nor have I named them all. So,
do you have a garden in your backyard as well?
I do have a huge garden. So the funny thing with the bees is because they're, you know, they're honeybees and they eat a lot of the, you know, pollen out of the produce and stuff. It's a very, very floral honey. You know, it's like a wildflower honey. So it's pretty interesting.
Do you have chickens?
I don't have chickens. I would love chickens. However, my wife has put her foot down and is not allowing me chickens. And my dogs most likely would end their lives. So, wouldn't go well.
I'm blown away by the fact that you have 50,000 bees.
Yeah. Beekeeper Jason.
Yeah.
Field trip.
Do you ever use the honey in any of your restaurants?
No. I mean, first of all, the amount of honey we go through in the restaurants is, you know, I go through 20 pounds in a day. So it's not really sustainable. But we just give them to friends and family and stuff.
Right.
And we use a lot of it. I mean, I don't know if you know this, fun fact, but honey never goes bad.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ever know that.
Yeah. They actually have some honey from like Egyptian times that is still good. It's the only food on the planet that will never go bad.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very cool.
Really
very
good for you
cool.
as well.
Funny story. Our neighbor had bees. Our husky ate them. Catches them in midair.
Yeah.
It's an athletic maneuver.
Yeah. I see my dogs eat a fly or two here and there. I mean, I don't think they're going to go over the hive. It wouldn't end well for them. But
very cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.